And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 1st of June, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist Sherry Holman, born Brooklyn, 1966, author of The Dress Lodger and The Mammoth Cheese. It was on this day in 1809 the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge published the first issue of a philosophical magazine called The Friend, a weekly philosophical treatise that he sent out to more than 600 people, but he forgot to get the money in advance, and not many of them were willing to pay him, and so the magazine went belly up. And it's the birthday of Marilyn Monroe, born Norma Jean Mortensen in Los Angeles, 1926, passed around between her mother and foster parents as a child, eventually wound up with her mother's friend Grace McKee, who loved movies, worshipped movie stars, dressed the little girl like the women she saw in movies, took her to beauty parlors, had her practice smiles and pouts in the mirror. The girl lived for a while in an orphanage and could look out the window and see the water tower of RKO Studios. Spent several years moving around between distant relatives and friends of the family, told other children at school that her parents had died in a car accident. After she went through puberty, men started honking their horns at her and waving. She said the whole world became friendly. She was married at 16 during World War II, got a job at an aircraft factory called Radio Plane. She sprayed glue on fabrics, and there, while she was working, a group of photographers came up to take pictures of women working for the war effort, saw her, persuaded her to become a model. She bleached her hair. She began to appear as a cover girl. Got her big break in the musical Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, 1953. She lived just 9 more years after that big success, and she's been the subject of more than 300 biographies. A fictional biography by Norman Mailer. Joyce Carol Oates wrote a novel about her, Blonde. Bill Morris wrote a fictional version of her wedding day with Joe DiMaggio called Motor City. Marilyn Monroe, who said, "I don't want to make money, I just want to be wonderful." Here's a poem for today by David Starkey, entitled The Murder Suspect, Moments Before He Is Confronted by Police. He sits in the driver's seat of a borrowed Corolla, Red Sox cap tilted low over his anguished face. Across the street, two cops huddle together, whispering, gesturing once in his direction. Yet he can't find the will to turn the key and pull away. In the passenger seat, a styrofoam container of half-eaten beef chow mein, cold rice stuck to the tines of a plastic fork. The back seat is piled high with clothes. In the glove box, a loaded .38 snubby and half a box of cartridges. He cracks the window to better hear the swish of willow branches in the November wind. There's a gingery taste on his mustache, and he wipes it with his sleeve as a blast of heavy metal erupts from a pickup rumbling down the street. His fingertips tingle, probably with cold, possibly from something else. There's a needling twinge above his heart, a flash of memory, purple blouse, a braid of golden hair, a splash of crimson on gray tile. The cops begin to saunter over. Then, as he reaches down, fumbling for his pistol, they run toward him, guns drawn, shouting out his name. A poem by David Starkey, The Murder Suspect, Moments Before He Is Confronted by Police. From his collection, A Few Things You Should Know About the Weasel. Published by Biblioasis and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere. A new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.